Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Lost Boys podcast. This is Jason. Along with me, as always, is Chris. How you doing, Chris?
What's going on, bud?
Not too much. Just living the dream over here. What's been going on with you, man? Anything new?
Nah, not too much, man. Just enjoying the weather. It's about to become spring. Looking forward to baseball season, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, Chris here is a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan. Yeah, the Mets look like they should have a pretty good squad.
Mets looking good. Lindor, Conforto, obviously DeGrom coming back on the mound.
The polar bear. I never remember his name.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah, Pete Alonso is a stud.
Yeah. He needs to have a big year this year. And Jeff McNeil, too. They need to have big years. The bats need to come alive in Queens. That's all I know.
Well, yeah, because you guys have had pitching and
right
behind the plate there as far as batting.
I mean, give the Grom some run support, and you know, he'll win 25 games.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that many games, but you never know. We'll see what happens with baseball. It should be fun. Spring training has started. Yankees actually lost, I think, 15-0 today, so that was cool.
But maybe anyway, she's married to one of the Yankees.
Yeah, there you go. But we're gonna start here, guys, with a little segment. This is gonna be the first time around. We're gonna come up with a name for it, but right now we're gonna call it Quick Hits. We're gonna just go over some recent news and some recent things that we just want to bring up and you know, voice our opinions on, and anything you guys have to add or offer. We do have a Twitter. We have a Facebook. It's under the Lost Boys podcast. You could reach us at the Lost Boys JC. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can just shoot it out to us. Or even if you have any ideas and stuff you'd like to hear us bullshit about, you're more than welcome to throw it up there. We'll respond to you and all that good stuff. So the first thing I have, and this I just actually heard today, random sports athlete all-star here, Baker Mayfield, apparently saw a UFO in the last couple of days, and I thought that was pretty wild, you know, especially since it was on like Fox Sports, so it was apparently one of their news things. I mean, they don't have a lot going on, I guess, without football going on.
Like, I'm wondering if Baker was in a jet, commercial airliner, or just like chilling on land.
He was apparently, from the tweet that they posted, because I was watching a sports talk show. And he sent out a tweet. He was like driving home from eating dinner with his girlfriend, or I don't know if he's married, his fiance, wife, whatever. And he saw a UFO in the sky. And I just wanted to bring this up because, you know, we are trying to, especially this particular episode, we're going to be talking about scary movies and horror stuff. And I kind of wanted to see what your take was on UFOs.
Yeah, they're real. We're not alone. All that good shit. And the government's been lying to us about them.
Yeah. It definitely seems that way. And, you know, it is funny. Like, people could just write it off, like, if they did want to say it's not real. Like, oh, Baker from Mayfield's taking a bunch of hits on the head. You know?
Well, he's not on drugs, you know. So it's got to be that. Or, you know, what about that American Airlines pilot last week that is telling us to talk to the FBI? You know, like... He said, yeah, he's seen something. And he's like, well, what'd you see? He's like, well, you're going to have to talk to the FBI about that.
There's actually a lot of crazy stories, because I actually, especially during the pandemic here, I've been watching a lot of like paranormal things and things about cryptids and stuff like that, because I've really run out of other things to watch. I mean, I've watched those things before, but now it's like, well, I got nothing else to watch at all. So there's a lot of people that talk about, like, pilots in general seeing things, like, flying way faster than the plane they're in, which you know, I mean, we typically don't have things that are faster than those. So it's like, I mean, even though technically a UFO could just be an unidentified flying object, which could be military shit and that we don't know about, but
we're maybe like 50% of it's that shit, but the other 50%'s definitely got to be the real deal.
Well, you know, and it depends on who you ask, because obviously the next closest galaxy is like far as fuck away from where we are. But you got to think, and this is, I don't want to delve too deep into this shit, but you know how if you believe in the Big Bang theory, right? Say like Earth and this, like our galaxy is this far as fuck away from where that started. So logic would dictate the closer they are to the beginning of it, they're like way in theory, like in the future in a way, if you know what I mean. Like they've existed longer than we have, so they could easily have them kind of capabilities that we don't have yet, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I don't know. I just thought it was pretty wild. Like Baker Mayfield's out here, you know, making fucking Allstate commercials and talking about fucking aliens and shit.
That is good. That is good. I mean, if aliens are hot, I'd have no problem dating one.
You could be like Captain Kirk.
What's the Guardians of the Galaxy chick?
Gamora?
Gamora. I tell you what, aliens came out looking like Gamora. We all know the deal.
Yeah, you probably even get with the one with the little antennas. I can't remember her name.
Oh, yeah, from Avengers?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's my speed right there.
There you go. So, another quick one I wanted to throw out there to you, and this is another thing I just saw, was apparently during the whole pandemic and everything, you know, people have been at home. Just like I said, I've been watching a lot more like paranormal things and things like that or whatever.
Yeah, we get it, Ghost Hunter.
What?
We get it, Ghost Hunter.
Right. Well, I mean, these shows are wild, but apparently there was an article where a lot of people, since they've been home a lot more, are reporting paranormal activities in their homes, because typically they're at work or they're doing shit and they're not home. And like a lot of people are saying crazy shit's happening in their house when they're there now. And that was just another thing I figured I'd throw there out there to you. Like, what do you think about ghosts? How you feel about all that?
Oh, man. Creepy, but another thing that I believe in, you know, some kind of realmy place between heaven and earth type of situation, or hell, or because I believe in hell too.
But
ghosts, they're just, they have unfinished business, you'd say. And like,
you're a big Patrick Swayze ghost fan as a child.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love Demi Moore. Do you not know that I was in love with Demi Moore from 10 to like 10 minutes ago?
So as long as Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, exactly. Ashton had the right idea. He just couldn't keep it in his pants. Just, you know, he was making her have threesomes and shit. And,
well, yeah,
you know.
Whatever. I mean, he was a younger dude. Everybody wanted the guy.
She regretted it.
Well, you know, I think I told you this story, right, about me seeing a ghost?
I do not recall that.
So, remember I dated that girl in high school. I'm trying not to say names so much. I figure that's how most people go about doing this. Remember I dated that redheaded girl when we were in high school?
Yeah.
And she lived with her aunt and uncle. And they were like kind of burnouts. They like grew up in the time, like when they were like teenagers or early 20s, were like the time of Woodstock.
Sure.
They seemed kind of burnt. I know they smoked weed and shit, which, I mean, obviously that was normal. You know, it still is a normal thing to do. They would always say there's ghosts in the house and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, man, these people are just burnouts. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They would always show me pictures of, like, clouds of smoke in their house. I'm like,
no fucking way.
Cheech and Chong over here talking crazy. So one day when I was over there, I was walking down a hallway in the house going into one of the rooms. The room we usually hung out and watched TV in, and I look up and there's like a cloud of smoke, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I'm just watching it, and it like goes like legitimately, like if you were to look at your wall, it went right through the wall. Like there was like a little bit of like went right through it. And like obviously air vents are blowing stuff out, not sucking them in. And like I look in the next room over where it would have went, and it disappeared. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And her aunt comes running around the corner. She's like, did you see that? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, no. here, and apparently ghosts are real. And yeah, ever since then, like, I was kind of creeped out to go back into that house. But ever since then, I'm like, well, apparently ghosts are a real thing, you know, because I always thought it was kind of like bullshit. But yeah, Matt was like, I feel like we were like 16 years old. Like, so that's been ingrained in me for quite some time here.
Yeah, they're real, I feel. I'm all for it. I haven't had any ghosty experiences and shit like that. But I'm a firm believer.
Yeah, I remember our buddy, Dustin. I'll throw his name out there because he'll probably end up being on this podcast at some point. He told me his mom actually saw like a full-bodied apparition one time. And I thought, like, if I would have seen, like, the cloud of smoke was, like, one thing, but if I would have seen, like, a full-bodied ghost, I would have probably, for sure, shit my pants.
Definitely. Definitely. Me too. See you later.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. So,
yeah, I know. It's a wild concept, but, I mean, there's so much evidence of whether it's that or UFOs. Or, like, it has to.
I mean, ghosts or UFOs? What do you want to be in? An alien? In a room with an alien or a room with a ghost? 5 minutes to talk.
I guess a ghost, right? Because, I mean, especially if they're, like, you know, typically
ghosts. Right, what happens if it's for the ultimate question, what happens when you die?
I mean, I figure some people kind of pass on. Some people, you know, supposedly, you know, how they always say in movies, like, they have unfinished business or whatever, all that shit. There's probably... So, the next thing I want to hit on is, this is another, like, kind of thing in the news right now, and it really is. It has a lot less to do with the paranormal or anything like that. I just thought it was pretty wild that apparently Alec Baldwin and his second or third wife, because he was married to Kim Basinger back in the day, they just had another kid. And I thought it was crazy that he's like 62 years old and, you know, having another kid. Cause, like, you know, he's gonna be like 80 when that kid's out of high school.
I mean,
it's like,
oh, so Alec Baldwin's 62, fucks his wife, doesn't pull out, and they're having a kid. It's not that big of a deal. He's 62. He's still, you know, men get distinguished and then become a lot older and things of that nature. Women are not able to have children past menopause or. But men still obviously get to fire off knuckle children.
They're firing off like a live.
Yeah, lineup. That's it. They're just doing their thing.
Wild that. Well, I mean, his wife is like our age, so obviously she's still fertile. But it's like wild, like that is this wife and his fourth kid.
Good
and
for the old Baldwins. Little side note about the Baldwins. I went to middle school in Massapequa. And it was where the Baldwin brothers went to middle school. So shout out Long Island, New York, and shout out Massapequa.
Alec Baldwin, to circle back to the paranormal shit, Alec Baldwin is from Amity.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. It's right there. Massapequa and Amityville, they're the same town.
You know who else is from? Jerry Seinfeld.
Is he?
Just another little side. Yeah. So, obviously, you're okay with being old and having kids, because I was just curious what you thought, like, for you personally, how old are you?
I mean,
what's your
having a kid? I don't want to be in my 40s changing diapers, but I want more children, so it's like I'm in a conundrum, I'm in a pickle, you'd say, but, yeah.
You're in a pickle, you're not
used. Well, you want to find the right one. You don't want to have children with the wrong one.
I hear you.
So
hear
speaking you. From that, it's a sensitive thing. You know, I want to have more kids, but yeah, I don't want to be much older fathering more children. So who knows? Maybe get with a girl that has existing children and with a deadbeat dad or something, or a dad that's not a deadbeat. Doesn't matter, you know.
It's not the same for you and I, because your dad is obviously. I mean, how old is your dad? Like
56, 57.
Fairly young, like, you know, obviously my dad is like 81 or something, like he's an old dude, so like for me, like that was always a thing before I had kids. I was like, dude, I don't want to be an old dad. Like, my dad never took me to like pit baseballs and shit, you know. My best friend's dad would take me with him, you know, to do that stuff. Like, I was like, dude, I'm not gonna be that guy. So that was always my thing there. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
My mom had me super young. My parents were super young.
Well, obviously.
I guess I think we became dads around the same exact time. We were both 29.
29. Is that? Well, if your dad's 56 and you're 35, your dad would have been.
My dad was 21, not nine, 20 turning 21 or 21, and my mom was 18 turning 19. Had me at 19.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, but at the same time, like my dad has like grown. I mean, we're grown, but like grown kids, like kids that are old enough, borderline to be my. Right. You know what I mean?
Let's put it back on Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin's 62. Is 62 right. Too old for you? Now you have to understand, Alec Baldwin's well off. He's loaded. I don't think he's going to be fucking changing any diapers or struggling to pay child support. He's going to have nannies.
Well, I mean, yeah, as long as he keeps his wife.
I mean,
paying child support.
Oh yeah, then Hollywood, you change those like you change underwear, but. I think if you're well off and rich, you can have children into your 60s if you have money and can afford so.
I don't know. I mean, you never know how young they're going to be when they have kids, but I mean, there's a good chance they'll never see that kids.
Right? Is Alec Baldwin going to live to 100? Probably not.
I wouldn't assume Alec Baldwin. I think.
Oh, of course. They all were.
You know, talk of the town, so to speak. But yeah, let's get back onto it here. So the main thing we're going to get to on this particular podcast is we're going to talk about horror films and you know, things of that nature. And you know, I actually lost the website I got this off of, but we're going to start with. You know, I found a list of the top. It was more than five, but I just took the top five. Essentially horror movie villains. And this list from 5-1 reads Hannibal Lecter, obviously from Silence of the Lambs, Michael Myers,
the Halloween,
Jack Torrance, Pennywise from the It movies, and then Leatherface, the OG slasher number one from Texas Chainsaw. And I was just, what do you think about that list?
I like it. I just The Shining wasn't all that. I guess it was scary, but it was more. I was still young to understand it, so it was so long. I really didn't get it.
Well, that movie came out like 1980 right. Or something.
But then again, you know, there was other older movies that I liked. I don't understand. Where's The Exorcist at? I guess that wasn't scary to people.
Well, there was a list. I mean, because that would be the demon, and that was Pazu or Pazo, however you were to say that. I did see that on some list. It just wasn't that high up. I did see also just the girl, Reagan, on there, which, I mean, it really isn't the girl. It's the demon really takes her over or whatever, because it does jump into the priest's body at the end there. But, you know, I just...
I like... Well, where was Michael Myers again on that list? Three?
He was
four. All right. To throw it out there, I agree with Leatherface being number one. That's probably the only part that I am going to agree with on the list. Leatherface, when I was never introduced to the 70s, 80s Leatherface. I heard of him. I just didn't understand the whole concept of I didn't put two and two together that he actually wore people's faces. I just thought that mask was something. I didn't know what it was. So when I realized that was a human face for a face, that it was creepy to me. So leather.
Well, then we did, you know, we've said this before, like Chris and I have known each other for over 20 years. We saw the remake together in high school, and that shit fucked me up. That was a fucking.
That was the one with Jessica Biel in it, right?
Yep.
That one fucked, man. I mean, I was a changed man after that. Like, that was like, what is this shit?
Well, you know, in that movie, and of course, that was in our younger days when, you know, I mean, we were smoking a lot.
Oh, my God. It's the hookah.
the Beignet movie when they say this is based on true events, which it really, I mean, it's based off of a person, but he wasn't.
Right. That's what made it extra eerie and extra like, whoa.
Yeah, how we got away. And like when we were younger too, just another little side note to that. Remember we used to go park by that place that looked like the old mill that Leatherface lived in.
Yep. That would be dark and be like, yeah, once Leatherface came roaring out of there, chainsaw smoking.
Oh yeah, yeah. That would have been that would have definitely fucked me up. So what do you have any kind of list?
Well, Mike Myers, I was always a Michael Myers boogeyman. That was one of my go-tos. Halloween, I was Michael Myers for Halloween a few times. Got that mask.
I like Candyman? No, not Candyman. What was the name of that movie? I knew you. I have a feeling they're remaking it. There's one movie I know you would have been watching as a kid.
I was a big Chucky. I was a big Chucky kid.
What was it? Yeah.
So, what about Jason Voorhees?
Jason Voorhees was my go-to guy. Yeah, the Candyman. That's the guy.
Everyone loved the Candyman.
Yeah, they're remaking that. I think the guy. I think Peele's making it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Key and Peele.
Jordan. Yeah, I think he's remaking that. I would say, I mean, it was weird because recently I've been watching a lot of older movies. Like, I actually just recently rewatched Lost Boys, but I rewatched Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger was a pretty creepy
character. I got into Freddy a little bit later on, but yeah, that was.
That was another movie we saw, Freddy vs. Jason.
That was a great movie.
Loved that one part. He's like, how sweet, dark.
For the Destiny's Child chick.
Yeah.
Kelly something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. I can't think of it, but not Beyonce.
Yeah, that's right.
They couldn't afford Beyonce.
Speaking of Beyonce, they Jay-Z sold title to for $297 million, but he gets to stay on the board or some shit. Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't know. There you go. Let's see. So you're not a big Pennywise guy. Chris's daughter dressed as Pennywise for this last Halloween. Oddly enough, Kate dressed as Ghostface.
Killed it. Pennywise is I seen the Stephen King one when I was an adult. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, it wasn't all that greatly made, but it was still like a cult classic. But
well, I think that was like a TV special because they when we were younger, you probably don't remember this. They used to make a lot.
I gotcha. TV special.
For Stephen King things. So there was a couple ones I'd watched when I was younger with my dad, and they were like this is when I was little, like maybe 12 or younger, and they creep me out. I don't know why my dad was letting me watch those things. But you know, I when I was real little, I wouldn't watch any of those movies. Like they creep me out real bad. Especially like we go up into Pennsylvania into my grandparents' house, and like it was like in kind of like. They lived in a big neighborhood, but like most of their neighbors weren't there the times we went because a lot of them were snowbirds. And I was like, man, this seems like the perfect place for Jason Voorhees to come and kill us all in this house. And it always like kind of fucked with me a little bit. But I think Pennywise is high on the list for me, especially after those remakes.
Right. I like Pennywise after the remakes. It's the best killer clown. Let's see, to round out the rest of the list, you'd say, like I said, I'm a Chucky guy. I like Chucky.
I always thought Chucky was kind
of. Yeah, cool. I just thought he was. I thought the third one was really good in the Toy Factory. Was it the third one? Yeah, I think it was. Or the second one.
It definitely wasn't the first one, but I know what you're talking about. I don't know. I mean, I'm a big fan of The Shining, or I don't know if you've seen Dr. Sleep, like the.
No, didn't.
Yeah, Jack Torrance is cool. Like, I like that, but I don't know if I'd put him in the top five. I think Hannibal Lecter is a creepy character for sure. I mean, even somebody like, you know, that's not in here is like somebody say Dracula.
Like the old school.
Well, I mean, anybody, you know, whatever, you know, I mean, there's, or a vampire or whatever, however you want to throw that out there. But yeah, I mean, I think Michael Myers, honestly, is like, those movies were, he was always a creep. He almost seemed creepier than Jason, even though Jason seemed like, well, how about this, right? We'll get to it. This is going to be a thing we're going to bring up every time. Like, when we're talking about something, we're going to put, like, pit one thing against another, and we're going to kind of battle it out here, because I have a feeling.
How about this?
How about this? That's going to be the segment name. Who do you got? You got Mike Myers, or you got Jason Voorhees?
Oh, man, like, they had a thing on YouTube about this. I'm going to go with the boogeyman. He's got that big old knife, even though Voorhees has that machete. Mike Myers is where it's at for me.
Yeah. I just think that when it comes to, like, it just seems like, isn't it weird how no matter how fast people are running away, they're always right behind them, and they never run.
No. They do that maniac walk, though. Like Rob Zombie's Michael Myers did that little bit of a faster paced maniac walk, and that was real scary.
Yeah, that's kind of actually too. Like, well, it was a little before then, but like, remember, I think this is a movie saw in theater too, Dawn of the Dead, the remake to Dawn of the Dead, where it was like they had running zombies. I'm like, dude, that would just, I don't even know if I'd want to try surviving through that.
Oh, I'd give it a shot, but you know,
that is like they're slow moving. It's like, all right, I could probably, man,
what zombie's gonna like, be slow moving though?
You know how I kind of think of it is, and I, you know, they don't show it in that because obviously that's just a movie, like hypothetically, like Walking Dead's been on forever, so they could show it to a point where they're never running in that, but how they deteriorate. That I think when a zombie does change, they should be at like quote unquote peak physical condition. Like if, say, Usain Bolt turned into a zombie, right? When he dies, that motherfucker should still be fast as fuck. But if he's still not been his head blown off in like 5 years, he should be slower. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Like over time, a zombie, like their body would in theory deteriorate.
You would say their meat would rot off their bones?
I think eventually, and you know, I don't think in like 28 days later, those are zombies per se, but how like they die after 28 days because they're not zombies, they starve to death, right? I think over time, if the zombie apocalypse were to actually happen, and who knows, maybe that's what this vaccine is going to do. I think that over time, like they would just kind of like end up not being able to keep moving. Like it's not like blood's flowing. There's nothing keeping them moving other than, I don't know, some sort of disease. Well,
yeah, it would have to be something keeping the blood flowing, because if not, the meat would literally deteriorate. They'd be skeletons after like a month.
Like unless, you know, and obviously this is all based off of, you know.
No, it's science, dude. Like, they would rot. Like, their bodies would rot, and they would just be.
Some of these zombie books, because, you know, I'm just a weirdo, where it's like the nourishment of eating people is, like, keeps them.
Oh, okay. So they have to – that's why they need to eat brains and people.
Right. Yeah, originally it was brains. They went away from that a long time ago, right? Like, they just started eating people. Like, they just stopped trying to get to the coconut. Remember they had that on the, like, the Treehouse of Horrors? Like,
it's all about the infection now.
Right. So, you know, and I think, I don't know, that would be fucking wild, though. And it sucks now, like, to think, like, when I was younger, I was like, man, I'd definitely be able to survive a while in the zombie apocalypse. Now, like, being a dad and shit, it's like, man, your chances of surviving having a kid are down the tubes.
Yeah, you gotta literally, like, you wouldn't be able to have a family with you. Like, women,
like, you almost not like you want your, like, I'm not saying you want your kid to die by any stretch of the imagination, but it's almost like, dude, if she, like, the kid's with the mom, it's like, well, they're probably not gonna make it, but I got a good
chance. No, I would definitely, if there was, I would go to them. I would have to protect them from the zombies, and like,
I mean, at least
to I have to, yeah, I'd have to help the boyfriend fend off too. He's got all the guns.
But you'd think that, man, it would be like, or like, Audra and I, my fiance, we still watch Walking Dead. And I was watching that earlier, and one of the characters has a dog. And I'm like, man, that doesn't seem like that's almost as bad as having a kid. Like, unless, like, and this dog doesn't really bark at anything. Like, he has it controlled pretty well. But it's like, fuck, man, my dog bark at everything. Like, there's no way I could have a dog with me. Like, they'd be good to, like, alert you of a zombie. But, like, also, they'd be barking and drawing more to you, you know?
I think the dogs are always, like, immune to zombies.
Yeah. I think they made it like that in that one movie. But there's other movies and things like that where, like, they're eating, like, even Dawn of the Dead, they ate the horse. No, hold on. No, that was The Walking Dead. They ate a horse. So, I mean, I think in some things, they'll eat whatever they can catch. And, like, the thing is, most animals aren't going to get caught by a zombie. Especially if they're slow moving. Like, they're not catching, like, a fucking deer. You know what I mean?
I mean, would you have intercourse with a zombie?
No.
Like a fresh one, freshly turned.
No, I don't. That just seems like that'd be like really risky.
If you're just saying, I don't mean this in any way. If Audra became a zombie and like you knew this was the last time you're going to see her, but she's like, we can get it on. We could have some zombie sex real quick.
Is she saying this as a zombie or is she saying this before she turns
completely? Like she, if she said it before, like if like there's a zombie apocalypse, she's like, I want you to fuck me one last time if I become a zombie, if you can. Please. And she does. And next you know, you like wake up next to her, like, and you restrain her from biting you or like killing you. Would you just tie her up and leave her there or would you fulfill her last wish?
I definitely think it'd be way too risky of a
Wouldn't you just let her infect you so you guys could be like some crazy zombie couple? And then
people would kill us. But you just have like you're like, all right, babe, like you get your burlap sack next to the bed to throw over her head or something. Ready? You're like, all right, yeah, I'm ready for this. Like you got some duct tape ready.
Some hot freaky zombie sex. I'm telling you, Mero, you should be a zombie porn director.
Imagine. Back to it. So we're still on topic here, but slightly off of a little with the zombie porn there, but what do you thinking is like your favorite, and not necessarily scariest, but favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie, I was a fan of the Scream movies before they got like ridiculous.
That first movie was intense.
Yeah, those were good. Those were good. Those Scream movies. But favorite, man, those remakes of the old school ones, like Rob Zombie's remakes of the Halloween movies, were really good. The new Friday the 13th were good. I enjoyed them. They were scary. Oh, you know what? You know what my favorite one is though, and it's really fucked up movie.
Cannibal Hop.
The Human Centipede. No, I'm kidding. What was it, dude? Sinister. Sinister. That movie's cool.
Very creepy.
That was so creepy. And I don't know if you ever heard of the movie called Mama, where like this ghost. Creature like raised these children.
I think she's like I can't remember her name in real life, but she's like
witch.
A
that movie was creepy. So I would say recently for recent movies, you know, Mama, Sinister, and those remakes.
The Mama movie you're talking about? No, that's not the movie you're talking about. You're not talking about the movie where the high school kids are having the parties at that lady's house. You're talking about a different.
No, I'm talking about these two young girls. They get their father kills themselves and they get left.
Yeah. They find them in the
woods. Right. They find them in the woods. And after so much time, but the creature kept them alive.
The other movie I thought you were talking about, I was like, that's his favorite scary movie. Cause it was like, okay.
No, I'm just talking about reasons that I did like my favorite scary movie. Was like the first Halloween and like the old school and like The Exorcist.
The first Halloween and you know more than the I feel like more than the Friday the 13th, like that movie holds up. Like, that's still a quality.
Jamie Lee Curtis, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie. Exorcist, I actually watched a couple weeks ago. Again, and that is a really, I mean, it's a pretty long movie, but it is very well put together.
I mean, yeah, it was a good flick. It has.
Watching there's actually a thing on HBO Max where they talk about, it's called The Movies, and they just go through like decades of, and they go in like the 70s or the 80s, and they talk about all the best movies that came out. And they were talking about The Exorcist, and like people were fucking seeing that movie coming out and passing out, like fainting and shit, because they fucking got freaked out the fuck out so bad by that movie.
I mean, there was a time where Exorcist was the scariest movie I've seen, and there was a time where I thought it was hilarious. Now,
did you know The Exorcist at one point was the highest, I don't know about grossing or like how you word it, like the more people saw that movie in a theater than anything else at the time.
Oh, really?
Like, now people saw that more than any other movie before.
Well, I just thought it was good because, I mean, when Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice says, I've seen The Exorcist 157,000 times and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. But that was a good one.
Yeah.
Good point. But the raunchy stuff that she was saying to the priest, I just found, you know, I find that very humorous. So I just thought it was great.
You know, so that actually broke like a vertebrae or two in her back. Like that part where she's like getting like tossed around in her bed.
Yeah.
Like that was a girl, like that fucked her back up.
I mean, you know, they said the set of that movie was fucked up. Like people died.
Well, there's that. There's a thing on, and I don't know if you have it, AMC Plus, where they have, it's called Cursed Films, and they talk about that particular movie where, like, fucking crazy shit happened. Another movie like that is actually one of my favorite, and it's what either, you know, whether it's the original one or the remake, is the original, like, the first Poltergeist. Fucking crazy.
Never got into Poltergeist, bro.
Dude, Poltergeist is really good. They actually remade it, like, maybe 5 years ago, and it's kind of even, I like the original one I watched recently. The newer one, though, is cool, like, just like anything, dude, because they have all these extra, you know, CGI now and this, that, and the other. They just put all the bells and whistles into shit. And it's a pretty, dude, the movie's pretty creepy, especially, like, hypothetically, that movie came out in the 80s. Like, when that shit came out, like, that shit was fucking creepy. And oddly enough, like, Steven Spielberg, like, was a producer on that. Like, he was, like, hands-on on making that movie. He didn't direct it, but he was, like, right there, like, during the filming of that whole movie.
You love Steven Spielberg.
He's the best. What can I say? what about the scariest movie? It wouldn't be The Exorcist then, if you get, you know.
I mean, the scariest movie that I've seen, it would have to be that vampire crazy shit in the cave. What was that? Where the girls go in the cave and they get these creatures, they come upon these creatures.
It's called The Descent.
Yeah, bro, that's the scariest shit I've ever seen.
Of another movie that is really, I feel like it probably doesn't, like, as far as mainstream scary movies, doesn't get as much publicity as others. But remember that movie, 30 Days of Night?
Oh, that was a good movie.
That movie was fucking, like there's a thing, like, some movies are just scary, or, like, even, like, Silence of the Lambs is, like, a thriller, and, like, those kind of creep you out a little bit, but, like, those movies, like, the remake of Texas Chainsaw, or, there was another movie you said that, like, some of them are just intense. That 30 Days of Night, that is an intense fucking flick. Or, like, The Hills Have Eyes, like, them shits are intense.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too much, like, going on, like, it's like freaking the fuck out a little. Like, it's not, it's more like it's scary, but how everything's going, happening, and how it's happening so fast, it's just like, man, this is like a lot to take in.
I liked My Bloody Valentine. I know that's a cheesy movie, but I thought that was a good scary movie.
My Bloody Valentine with one of the Winchesters in it. Shout out Supernatural.
That dude, yeah, he's the dude that's actually the Bloody Valentine guy.
I saw that movie in the theater.
I think I was with you.
Yeah, it was, man, that movie came out of fucking, we were like in our early 20s.
That was probably one of the best 3D movies I've ever seen.
I hate 3D movies.
I mean, I enjoy them. I really do. I think they're great.
I've Have you gone and seen it?
I've never seen 4D because right before I was about to, all these theaters started to close and the pandemic hit before, because they just opened up a 4D theater.
Yeah, because it's the Regal, right? They have that here. Like, they reopened the Regal.
Well, the headquarters of Regals is right here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There was, I don't remember what movie it was, but Audra and I were going to see it. But, dude, the fucking tickets were like fucking $32 a piece. And I'm like, fuck, dude, $65 for two movie tickets? And, like, I get, like, you know, maybe, like, if there's, like, hypothetically, have you ever seen Alien, you know? Which Alien, the Xenomorph, was on a lot of these lists, too. If it's, like, breathing on your neck, like, it, like, makes it feel like it's on the back of your neck and shit, which would be kind of cool. But it's like, man, for an extra, like, you're doubling the price up on me? Like, that's just awesome.
I mean, they're going to have to stay in business somehow. I'm a fan of the movies, so if they got to raise the prices to stay open, so be it.
You know what would have probably been a wild movie in 4D was, and it's not a scary movie really or anything like that, but The Day After Tomorrow, with how much like crazy weather shit's going on, you know? That probably would be pretty crazy in a 4D movie theater. Like, you know, there's earthquakes and fucking seats are moving around, like it's fucking cold, like there's, you know, blowing wind on you, rain and shit, or heat. I don't know.
What about The Conjuring?
The Conjuring, that's actually one of the things I was going to say, as far as like, not necessarily the Annabelle doll, but like in the second Conjuring, like they actually made another movie about her, the
nun. Yeah. Movie.
Creepy as fuck. Like, I thought the first movie was creepy. The second one was just as creepy. You know, some movies kind of like aren't the same. You know, a lot of people say sequels aren't as good as the original. I thought that sequel was
fantastic. I'd like to see that. The Conjuring 2. I think it just came out.
You never seen
the first one.
Dude, the second Conjuring came out years ago, motherfucker. You're on the times. You could probably go.
I got Max. I've probably seen it then. I shit a brick watching a movie, scary movie by myself.
Oh, I watch them shits all the time.
Gnarly.
Well, especially the ones I've already seen. Like, dude, there was times, I remember there was one time, I don't remember what movie it was. I was on a date with a girl and it was a scary movie. And you know how I am, dude. I gotta be
jumpy as fuck. You gotta sit a seat across. If not, the guy's gonna jump in your lap.
That was the worst part. I was like, oh man, this was not a good pick to come to a movie with a chick. Like, I'm going to be ready to jump in this broad's lap. Oh man, I don't remember what movie that was. I remember when The Ring came out, I went on a date with somebody. And after the first part where they open the closet and that girl's all fucked up, I don't remember who it was. She's like, we got to go. That's it. Yeah. That fucked her up so bad we left the movie. Yeah, I was like, whoa, that shit was pretty wild. But, yeah, I saw it. Like that's another good one too, the Ring.
And the Naples Regal, boy. How many times I went to that parking lot and got it on?
Yeah, now man, it's just like a
to be young again
over there. It's like Mad Max and
over. Oh man, I hope things get back to normal.
Well, supposedly
Texas dropped their mask mandate.
Yeah, but I guess there's a lot less, like the number of actual people getting it is like
herd immunity.
Which is obviously a good thing. Herd immunity is kicking in. It would be nice. I mean, I think the movie theaters here are open, but like only on the weekends. But dude, there's like, that's the problem is like, they're not putting out good movies right now. Like, dude, it's wild. Like, I don't know. Obviously, I know you're probably a fan of Scarlett because she's very attractive. But dude, that they made that Black Widow movie. That shit was supposed to come out last year, dude. It doesn't. They're like waiting for theaters to open up.
I mean, the movie's made, is what you're saying. Yes, I will. If you're asking me if I'm going to go see the Black Widow movie, and it's absolutely because she's got the moves, and yes, she's gorgeous. You know, she married the SNL guy. I mean, they met up at some party and like she started making out with him.
I think he's not very funny.
I think he's just sarcastically
funny. You know what's child is I saw a list one day, and this could be something we get into on another podcast down the road. We won't get too far off the topic here, but it was like list of the most beautiful women in the world. And in the top 10, Scarlett Johansson was in it. And
Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wife, super hot, super gorgeous.
Well, the reason I brought that up is Ryan Reynolds was married.
Luckiest guy on earth.
Also, dude, Van Wilder was doing work.
Blake Lively, you know, she's under not Blake Lively, but the other one, the Amanda Heard, Aquaman chick. I thought she was great.
Amber Heard. Essentially ruined Johnny Depp's career.
I thought she was hot. That's all.
I don't want to get too far into this, but since I'll go down this rabbit hole real quick, like, you know, she accused Johnny Depp of doing all this, that, and the other, and like that bitch shit in his bed. Like, she fucking did like terrible things to him, and like she blamed
him.
Who
takes a shit in somebody's bed?
And like a psycho bitch. And dude, like she like borderline ruined Johnny Depp's career, and this bitch is
well, not for much longer. They're trying to get her out. And
I know, because of what she did, dude. You never seen like people call her Amber Turd?
So she's hated.
She literally legitimately shit in Johnny Depp's bed. She was like, eating on him with like James Franco and Elon Musk and shit. Like, dude, it's like, goddamn,
dang. Like,
they talked about this on another podcast with somebody else before, like how it's crazy like that she was doing that, but at the same time, like, Johnny Depp is in his 50s, this bitch is like younger than we are. It's like,
if I was Johnny Depp, I'd be doing that too, though. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, they were like, dude, she's like, I feel like she's still in her 20s. It's like, dude,
super high, like, though, bro. Young.
Johnny Depp is a handsome dude. He's fucking Jack goddamn Sparrow. He could do whatever.
Touche, my
wants.
Friend. Touche.
He's a great actor. He was actually in the first.
That's made his career. It started his career.
I don't know if it was.
Shout out 21 Jump Street. That's where it was at. I remember that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. I feel like we really,
I mean, you fucking blew it as per usual.
Yeah. I feel like this was a good time, guys. We appreciate everybody listening. We hope you keep listening. And as I said at the beginning,
give us some ideas, guys.
Facebook, message us. If you got any. Yeah. Just let us know if you guys want us to talk about anything. I mean, we're open books here. You know, if you guys want to see, give us a topic.
Couple of dudes talking about some shit.
Yeah, we're the boss. We're looking for Mike.
Thou shall not kill.
Don't drink it, it's the blood. Either way, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back out probably in a few days with another new episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a good night, or good day.
Later, everybody.
Listening, and stay safe out there, guys.